conversation with Samira Ahmed at 7:15.
On BBC iPlayer.
This is not a game, it's an opportunity of a lifetime. The world's now open for business. I'm sending you to the magnificent Caribbean island of Antigua.
Oh my God!
One of you will be gone before your postcards get back.
The Apprentice.
There's no VAR in here. I make the final decision.
Starts on Thursday night on BBC iPlayer.
Now on Radio 4, Adam Riches stars in our romantic comedy about life in the frozen north of Sweden. And this week, it's time for a crustacean celebration.
Family. They say it's the most important word in any language. Though I'd also make a case for ice cream and Wi-Fi. But in this strange, horrible year, family has never felt more distant.
Jeff, Jan, vi ska prata på Zoom.
Linda's parents live a short drive round the lake, but as they're over 70, we've been unable to hug them, hold them, make them look after our kids, or adjust their webcam. We can only see your chins.
Stan.
Give me up for sure, girl.
Okay, that's the ceiling.
I'm in my fiery helmet.
But as summer comes around, we're finally able to meet. Just in time for one of the biggest highlights of the Swedish year.
Kräftsäsongen!
Crayfish season!
Yay!
Yep, August is when Swedes catch crayfish in their local lake, then gather with family to crack and munch them at outdoor parties. It's one of those quintessential Swedish moments you see in IKEA adverts or episodes of Wallander.
I'll tell you who the murderer is. It's...
Ow! Oh, just got a bit of shell in my eye. Did I mention I'm a troubled diabetic alcoholic?
Yeah.
And this summer, for the first time, Linda and I will be hosting, which means hanging outdoor lanterns around our garden.
John, titta!
Vad fin, mamma!
And erecting a massive outdoor table, hewn from Swedish birch.
Oh, I need some help with this. How to erect... a massive Swedish... Oh, blimey. That's not what I was expecting.
Jeff, look. Our crayfish crackers have arrived. They've got cute little pictures of crayfish on.
Aw, I'm sure they'll love that as we crush their boiled corpses.
Oh, we should go. I promised my dad we'd meet him at 5.
Okay. John, time to go and catch some crayfish.
Isn't this all so lovely?
Yeah.
Crayfish! We are coming for you! We will crush you all!
The cold Swedish winter is right outside, and I just want somebody to hold me through tonight.
The Cold Swedish Winter by Danny Robbins.
It's Anders.
Linda's brother has been keeping a low profile lately, with only occasional Facebook posts like...
Was COVID-19 caused by 5G, aliens or Norwegians?
Hey, Anders! Du på speakerphone.
Hey, mate!
Okay. Listen, I have something to ask you and Jeff. Something quite big that might shock you.
No, we don't think COVID was caused by aliens.
Or Norwegians.
It's not that. Though I'm coming around to that view too. I'm now looking at the CIA, possibly in collaboration with the Danish. No. It's about your party invitation.
Ah, you can't come.
No, I can. But I wanted to ask if I can bring Maria.
Anders!
Dude!
This is big. Anders has been dating Maria for a year, but nobody's ever seen them together. We've had a few tantalizing nuggets.
She likes satanic metal, online wargaming, and the works of Arthur C. Clarke.
But no actual sightings.
So, things must be going well with you two.
I guess. But also, Maria said if I didn't introduce her to my family, she would leave me.
Ooh.
So, 6 o'clock tomorrow, I'll bring a bottle of hand sanitizer.
Oh, legend. You know, all the years I've lived in Sweden, I don't think I've ever actually been to a proper crayfish party. Yeah, well, we're normally visiting my parents in August.
Oh my God, dude. You're gonna love it. Kräftskivor, rock. I'm just gutted I'm still breastfeeding, so no booze.
Yeah, you've coped the last few months.
This is different. You see, crayfish parties aren't really about the crayfish. They're an excuse to get completely and utterly smashed. In fact, crayfish are the reason we have alcohol at all in Sweden.
What?
We had this big referendum around the same time America chose prohibition. Google it.
I will. Swedish alcohol referendum, 1922.
We had a national vote. Do we ban alcohol?
Oh, that's serious.
Luckily, there was this guy called Albert Engström. He was a famous satirist, and he designed a campaign poster. It's a picture of him pointing at some beer and snaps with a crayfish in front.
Yeah, found it. Kräftor kräver dessa dricka.
Crayfish require these drinks. You must abstain from crayfish if you don't vote no.
Oh, brilliant.
It swung the vote. It was bloody close, though. 51% to 49%. Tighter than Brexit.
So it was the crayfish what won it?
Yeah, baby. People just couldn't bear the idea of eating them sober.
Kräftorna föna till kronor gröna lysa så grann bland blommor och blar. Nubbarna hila finna.
Tjena mamma och pappa.
Hej, hej mormor.
Hej Linda.
Jeff och John och lilla Sara. It is so good to be allowed to see you all again.
Come John, I'll show you our crayfish net.
Yay! Let's get killing!
Mm, sweet. Oh, we are so excited about your party.
I know. And guess what? Anders is bringing Maria.
Oh, herregud! We will finally meet her. Then I must make one extra song häfte.
A what?
Oh, Jeff, it's essential for a kräftskiva. The Book of Snaps Visor.
You're losing me here.
Drinking songs.
See, I have printed them in little songbooks, tied with the ribbons. You have this tradition?
No. In England, the only time we drink and sing is football. Then we would also traditionally throw furniture.
Drinking songs are a big deal here. They're considered poetry.
Mmm, these look great, Gunilla. Oh, what's that one about?
Let me see. Oh, that is saying, enjoy the crayfish, enjoy the crayfish, drink lots of vodka. To be honest, most of them say that.
There's a competition every year in Stockholm to find the best new snap song. When we were kids, Papa used to enter.
He still does.
Nah.
Oh, Stan, you're a secret drinking song poet. Will we get to hear some tomorrow?
Don't get your hopes up. He always gets too drunk to remember the words.
Fy fan, have you come to laugh at me or catch some crayfish? So, Englishman, you hold the trap.
Is that an old bicycle wheel?
Yeah. Now stretch the net over.
Oh, God, what's that smell?
It's our bait, a sheep's head.
Oh, Jesus, it's like something from The Devil Rides Out.
I tore it off the sheep myself.
Really?
No, but I like that you believe that. Grow a pair and hold the net.
Oh, I'm trying not to vomit.
But the little crayfish will love it. Now, we put it in the water and wait.
How long?
Long enough to drink a beer.
Huh.
Linda Bear?
Oh!
You're feeling. Sorry. I'm insensitive.
Ingen fara. Look at that gorgeous light over the lake, Jeff.
Mm.
My granddad used to call this the golden hour.
Mm, it's when the crayfish are most active. We will catch many. Then you know how to cook them.
With lots of dill flowers.
Suppose it takes away the smell of rotting sheep.
And I hope you have bought enough snaps for us, Englishmen.
How much is enough?
Good question. We drink the never-ending summer. Every shot fights off autumn and the falling of the leaves. Oh, there can never be enough.
Shall we say 2 bottles?
You and your friends used to get so drunk when we were kids, Papa.
Perhaps.
Do you remember Britt-Marie Persson?
That was a woman. Every year before the crayfish party, Jeff, she would drink a whole liter of vispgrädde.
Whipping cream.
1 liter.
Why?
To line her stomach so she wouldn't get drunk.
She drank everybody else under the table. But then... Linda,
for the next 2 weeks, the alcohol would come out of her system, so she was permanently drunk.
You would find her in September, wandering around the supermarket, singing.
Landor, come up for the la 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 la.
Oh, those were the days. Now, it's time to check our net. John, come here.
Papa.
Morfar.
You okay, Stan?
Oh, my leg. I have a little pain.
Sit.
No, it's nothing.
Is that good?
Yeah, please, it's fine. Check the net, John. What have we caught?
A dead sheep.
Oh dear. So, the crayfish are under there too. Sorry, John. Take me down to the water.
To the water. The crayfish hunters return.
Titta, Sara.
I will find a bucket for you to carry them home.
You caught many?
We did okay. Stan had a bit of pain, though.
Something to do with his leg?
Oh, it has happened several times.
Is he okay, Mama?
I don't know. I think he is worried. He has an appointment at the doctor tomorrow. I'm sure he's fine. Too much sitting around in quarantine. We will be at your party.
Here, get this crafter home and into the fridge.
And don't forget my songbooks. Tomorrow we will sing and forget our cares with our most beloved family.
And you, Englishman.
And then we will get really, really, säger man det,
smashed.
The next morning, the August sun shone kindly on our garden. I could hear Linda through the kitchen window, cheerfully boiling crayfish alive. While I resumed battle with our homemade table, picking up so many splinters, my thumbs started to resemble extras in Hellraiser.
Ow!
Hello, Jeff.
Johanna! Anders. Jeez.
Would you like some hand sanitizer on those thumbs?
No, I'm good. You're early.
I texted Linda to say I could come and help. To be honest, I needed to get out of the house. Sometimes it feels like the biggest, most unclimbable mountain, every single step filled with pain and despair.
Coronavirus.
No. Introducing Maria to my parents.
Oh, Anders. Have they honestly never met one of your girlfriends before?
I have never even told them about a girlfriend.
Why not?
Well, mainly because I have not had any. But even if I had, it's just not something we would talk about. I mean, have you told your parents about Linda?
Yeah. I invited them to the wedding, remember?
Man, you Brits are so open about your feelings. Anyway, I plan to get through tonight by drinking even more than I normally do at a crayfish party. And I normally drink really quite a dangerous amount.
Great.
Speaking of which, Linda gave us a job to do. Come on, I will drive.
I'm still only semi-erect.
The table can wait. If we don't do this, there will be no party at all.
Where are we going?
To heaven. Or as Swedes call it, Systembolaget.
I'm 17 and I clown shop at the Systembolaget. I wanna buy alcohol at the Swedish alcohol monopoly store.
Systembolaget, the Swedish state off-license. The only shop where you can legally buy alcohol.
Quick! They close in 10 minutes.
There's always a little gang of disheveled drinkers outside, trying to fit their desperate need for alcohol around Systembolaget's oddly restrictive opening hours.
Why does it have to close at 2 p.m. on a Saturday?
To encourage responsible drinking.
That man over there is panic buying 12 cans of special brew.
There will always be rotten apples, but most Swedes are very sensible drinkers. Ever since our alcohol referendum, the government has made sure we drink responsibly. See, the alcohol percentages are all displayed very clearly. For instance, this beer is 7%. Let's get some.
Is it nice?
I don't know, but it will get us very drunk.
Hang on. Surely getting very drunk isn't sensible.
Oh, spot the foreigner. We are getting very drunk responsibly. I think we'll buy this snaps. It tastes like petrol.
Oh, petrol?
Relax. It's just a flavor. Like vegetarians can eat beef crisps. Now we should think about wine.
I've always thought this place is pretty weird. Why let the government dictate where and when you can buy a beer? It's booze fascism.
But can you imagine what would happen if you could just buy a bottle of beer in a normal supermarket at convenient times?
I really can.
People would be drinking all the time. Drinking and vomiting it onto their trousers or laptops.
Well, actually, in Britain, we manage just fine.
Yeah, right. I used to go there to visit Linda. I went for a night on the town. Drunks falling out of pubs. Fighting, mercilessly killing tramps in subways.
You saw that?
Okay, that last one might have been a Clockwork Orange, but the difference between you and us, Jeff, is that Swedes have learned control. We only get drunk on special occasions, like Christmas, birthdays, crayfish parties, weekends, some weeknights if work has been really tough, but always responsibly. Remind me, I need to buy a liter of whipping cream.
One, I drink too much sometimes, and two, I'm staying up all night, and three, I tend to start a fight, and four, you're wrong, I'm always right, I hate it, I know I'm complicated.
Hey, I see you cleaned out Systembolaget.
Yeah, and Anders has gone to pick up Maria.
So she's definitely real.
We'll see.
I'm still half expecting her to be inflatable.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Gunilla.
I help you to take those to the garden.
Yeah, thank you. Where's Sten?
He's coming straight from the doctor.
Oh, I hope he's okay. Whoa, hang on a minute. You put the table up?
Yeah, the only problem I had was with getting the leg over, so I googled it. See?
Yeah, get leg over, massive Swedish wood. Yep, I think that's definitely the same page I found.
Yes, it was not so helpful, but very interesting.
Yeah.
Right, here's the crayfish. And Jan's putting the songbooks out.
Oh, vad trevligt. We shall have the Swedish Holy Trinity. Crayfish, snaps and song.
Hej, hej.
Pappa, du kom precis i tid.
You okay, big guy? You look pretty pale.
I'm sorry. I have some bad news. Perhaps you should all sit down.
Oh, dear.
Your leg?
Ja. I have an infection.
An infection?
It is serious?
No. It's fine. But the medication they have put me on, it means I cannot drink. I'm so sorry. I will go home. You can party without me.
Stay and I will come too.
Whoa, guys, come on. Don't be silly. Look at all this food. Our incredibly euphemistic table. The lights. John and Sarah all dressed up as mini crayfish.
I am imagining what it feels like to be boiled alive.
This is what we've all been looking forward to. Can't we just this once make it an alcohol-free party?
What?
Huh?
Well, if Linda can't drink and neither can you, surely the rest of us can abstain in solidarity.
Is he crazy? A crayfish party without alcohol, it's unthinkable.
What about the songs? I spent so long choosing them.
We could still sing them.
Sober?
I'll bet there are people all around the world right now eating crayfish sober. Muslims, Mormons, recovering alcoholics, children, convicts.
Fish.
All enjoying these tasty little guys without consuming a drop of booze.
But Albert Engström...
was 100 years ago. We're modern, civilized people. We can have a crayfish party without getting smashed.
Are you freaking kidding me?
It was Jeff's idea. Hey, Maria.
Hey, Linda.
Anders, mate, we're just trying to be sensitive. Your dad's really gutted about missing out due to his medication.
You actually want this, Papa?
No! It's the crazy Englishman. First Brexit, now sober crayfish. You're a nation of lunatics. No wonder you have a clown as Prime Minister.
Is anybody else feeling suddenly overwhelmed with nihilistic despair?
How about an elderflower cordial? It pairs very well with shellfish.
There's sadness in the family, Dad told me. Let's not speak of it, it only brings us down.
crayfish crackers certainly work. Who's eaten the most? Oh, let's count shells. I've got 1, 2, 3, 12. What about you guys? Crazy. Well, here goes crayfish number 13. Unlucky for some, mainly him.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Oh, here's a joke for you. Why didn't the crayfish want to share? Because he was shellfish.
Perhaps we should sing a song. Mama, do you have a favorite?
Not anymore.
Anders?
I don't care.
Papa?
I just wish the infection had killed me.
Maria?
Oh, whichever one you like, Linda.
Okay, great. We'll do this one. Jeff, please help me out here.
Yeah.
Du ska få mitt gamla snapsglas när jag dör.
Everybody!
Du ska få mitt gamla snapsglas när jag dör. När jag reser mig ur askan griper jag direkt ur flaskan. Du ska få mitt gamla snapsglas när jag dör.
We persevered for another painful hour, punctuated only by the sound of cracking crayfish shells. More depressed sighs. And the noise of Anders, who, without any alcohol to soak up, was experiencing the downsides of downing a litre of whipped cream. Only poor Maria tried to make conversation.
So, is anybody else watching Tiger King on Netflix?
Yes! Isn't he bonkers?
Totally. Jeff, can you explain what a Prince Albert is?
Well, might be best to Google it. I felt sorry for her. Introduced to her boyfriend's family, only to be met by a brick wall of doom-laden silence that reverberated around our garden. As dense, hopeless and depressing as an interview with Dominic Raab. Okay, guys, I've tried my hardest, but I give up.
Jeff!
I'm sorry, Linda, but I'm going to bin these shells and do the washing up. Your family cannot talk amongst themselves.
How's it going?
Fine.
But not fine.
If you want my honest opinion, Linda, I think Swedes have an alcohol problem.
And Brits don't.
Well, we like a drink, but we're pretty normal.
Going on normal football rampages, or brawling normally outside kebab houses with your pants on your head.
All right, but at least we're honest about our relationship with booze. We drink, we let our emotions out, possibly also the contents of our stomachs, maybe our pants. But you lot, you have this weird Jekyll and Hyde approach. On the one hand, alcohol's this bad thing that needs to be voted against or strictly controlled. But then you stuck up with industrial amounts to get completely out of your skulls at a simple family gathering. Drinking a litre of whipping cream before a dinner party is not normal.
Actually, Andrew said he could only find creme fraiche.
You're a country of alcohol extremists. There's no middle ground. No having a glass of wine with a mate after work or sitting in the pub nursing a pint.
You know bars here are very expensive to encourage responsible drinking.
Oh, so people responsibly buy the strongest thing they can find at Systembolaget to get completely off their meatballs at home.
Whoa, you're getting a bit red in the face now.
I'm annoyed, Linda.
Are you sure it's not crayfish allergy? You did eat quite a lot.
Stop distracting me and face the facts. Your country has a drink problem. I think I know why.
This should be interesting.
Yeah. You see, the real difference between Swedes and Brits is we drink to make ourselves more chatty, but you guys drink so you don't have to talk. I suddenly get why crayfish parties are so popular. That holy trinity, cracking shells, singing songs, getting smashed. It's so no one actually has to talk to anyone else. That, my darling wife, is why tonight is so sphincter-clenchingly awkward.
Jeff.
Look at your dad. He can't even tell his wife he's worried about his health.
Jeff.
And your brother, so scared to talk about anything emotional, he'd rather his parents never met the woman he loves.
Jeff.
And Gunilla, without her precious songs, she can't even reach out to welcome Maria to the family.
Jeff!
What?
The window's open. Everyone can hear what you're saying.
I looked out, and the whole family stared back. Crayfish crackers clenched crossly in their accusatory hands.
It's with trembling hands that I will tell you, friends, that every happy story ends. Oh, is it?
I'm sorry, guys. I just really wanted to make this party that quintessential celebration of summer, and now we'll... It feels about as cheerful as an Ingmar Bergman retrospective hosted by Morrissey.
Who?
He's like an indie Nigel Farage.
But I shouldn't have said all that. It's not your fault. You guys have a formula. I messed with it. I should have listened to Linda and cancelled. Let's try again next year.
Huh? No, Jeff. No, you're right. It's true, Stan. We do hide our feelings. So perhaps we take the easy route. But what you say, Jeff, it makes me feel really embarrassed. Our son has brought his girlfriend to meet us and no one asked her. Maria, how are you?
Me?
Yes.
Oh, you really want to know?
Yes.
Well, I'm fine, thank you. I've been having a lovely summer, isolating with Anders, online, wargaming, listening to satanic metal and... reading Arthur C. Clarke.
Do you really love all those things?
No, but I love Anders.
So härligt.
Well, I am actually quite glad there's no alcohol here because, Anders and I have some big news. We're expecting a baby.
Oh!
Vad fan!
Anders, min underbare son.
Where is Anders?
I think he's hiding under the table.
Oh, no, mate. Are you drinking hand sanitizer?
I needed something to soak up the cream.
I'm so happy.
Give me a hug, daughter-in-law.
This calls for a song.
Stan, not your official competition entry.
Perhaps.
Come on, Papa.
Oh, yes, Stan.
Okay.
Hey!
As Linda said, I normally get too drunk, but this year is different. Linda, translate for Jeff.
I augusti är det hög tid att vi träffs.
In August it's high time that we meet.
Då ska hela tjocka släkten äta kräps.
Then the whole fat family should eat crayfish.
Det ska pratas, det ska surplas, fukta strupen, fyll din trut.
We shall drink, we shall slurp, moisten your throat and stuff your gob.
det är sant.
Dricka bör man, annars står man inte ut.
You better drink or you won't be able to stand it.
Anders.
Sorry, I don't think that cream was so fresh.
The Cold Swedish Winter was created and written by Danny Robbins. It starred Adam Richards as Jeff, Sisla Ben as Linda, Anna-Lena Berglund as Gunilla, Thomas Oridsson as Steen, Fredrik Andersson as Anders, and Johanna Vargrill as Maria. John was played by Harry Nicolau. The producer was Frank Sterling and is a 7 Digital production for BBC Radio 4.
And we've more comedy now over on our sister station, where Jake Yap is about to start a new interactive live show, especially to warm these January.